Let's go.
Where are we going?
Dolphins fans, Inches and Company, the Fuck You Tom He Gone episode. We in he this gone. Bitch.
He gone.
Tone, what up?
What's up, Vero? Isn't today a beautiful day?
It's the best day of my life.
Best day in my last 20 years, at least.
Seriously, we got.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been able to go outside.
All right, and that reminds me, we got fucking Chris here. We got. Do we have Isaac in the house already?
Yeah, I told you I'd be here.
Oh shit, we got Isaac in the house too. All right, we got Balls on Fleek. We got the past Justice and Jordy. He switched it to something I can't remember now. We got fucking Tone and me, and we thought it was just gonna be me and Balls up in this bitch. So. It's probably like one of the most important days in recent Dolphins history. So we're going to talk about Brady gone first. Everybody give your thoughts.
Fucking finally.
Couldn't have said it better.
Okay, here's a serious problem we have. Isaac and Chris have the exact same fucking voice. Oh shit! What about you, Tony?
It's a great day, but I'm still skeptical. I won't believe it until it's done. I won't believe it until we see what quarterback that team ends up with. But for right now, I'm just fucking rejoice.
Yeah, I don't want to get too excited yet. Just like how Tony said, I don't want to. Like, it's just still the Patriots. Bill Belichick's still there.
All indications are that he's going to the NFC. So that gives me a little bit of a tingly feeling in my balls.
Are you sure that's not testicular cancer?
Could be. Could be. Either way, I'm out this bitch.
Hopefully you don't get the corona.
Yeah, fucking Rona's going to take us all out anyway.
Right before the season.
Yeah, Mike, who will be returning to the fucking show on Monday, said he rode a cruise ship, buses, planes, pretty much took every mode of transportation there is on the face of the fucking earth in the last couple of weeks. So he's definitely going to die. He'll be coming back to the show and then we'll lose him again within minutes probably.
Are we sure it's not contagious over the airways?
Yeah, I'm going to have to put a fucking screen over my microphone or something. No, so yeah, those are some two big developments. Mike coming back, Brady fucking leaving. Ridiculous. Fuck that dude forever. His last fucking season as a Patriot, he couldn't beat the Dolphins in Foxborough with a shit roster. Eat a dick. That's my thoughts on it.
Wasn't his last throw a pick?
Yeah, and his last throw losing to Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs was a pick fucking six. It just does not get more delicious than this, friends. Just don't. It just don't. And then, okay, let's fucking cruise along to free agency because Tone and Isaac really only have like 10 or 15 minutes here. Free agency, we've signed a fucking truckload. Promised they would be active. They were. So we're just going to go down the fucking list. Eric Flowers?
Eh.
Yeah.
Okay. At least it's somebody something. Who can presumably play guard, which is...
Yeah.
Trying to address the weakness at least.
Yeah. It's a start.
Tone?
It's the contract construction of it. The guaranteed money might seem like a lot. But those three-year deals they signed are really only two-year deals in a worst-case scenario.
Yep.
Right.
So I'm liking the construct of it. He's young.
Well, all these deals seem to be characterized with things that don't super lock us into bad positions like we have been in the past.
Right.
That's good. All right, moving down, Shaq Lawson. Anyone?
Love him.
I'm good. I like that.
Sets the table for Charles Harris to get the fuck out of my life. Right?
Are we breaking another door if he leaves?
I'll fucking put my dick through a door if he leaves. Okay. Clayton Fajakoff. I don't know how to fucking say this last name. My thing is, it's a white guy to replace Rashad Jones. What could go wrong?
I don't think he's...
Say again, you broke up on us.
I said, I don't really think he's going to replace anybody. I think he'll be more like special teams.
Yeah, that was something I was seeing. We got like two guys that were former special teams captains. So yeah. This is already them thinking in more than two dimensions. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, I got friends that are like Bengals fans, and they love that guy. I never heard of him, but they were like...
Well, maybe he can be our great white hype. Who knows?
Yeah.
Byron Jones. Everybody's got an opinion here, right?
Isaac, what's your opinion?
they're going to be elite if Xavier Howard is there. But I actually have to run. I'm getting a call.
Ah, fuck. Well, shit. Yeah. We'll get you back when once Mike is back, bud.
Yeah, if I can get back on, I will. I'll shoot you a message, but I got to run. Sorry, guys.
When Mike's back, we'll have you back on the show for sure. Love you,
for
bud.
For sure, for sure. All right. Be safe, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
All right.
Chris, lay it on me, because I think Byron Jones, I think we could take a minute.
I mean, I just don't really agree with having the two highest paid corners on the same team. I don't know. I like X a lot, but I think he might be on his way out in some kind of trade situation.
Okay, get off of my fucking show. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, hey, corner is my favorite position. So, like, I love cornerbacks, and I was a big fan of X, but he got in trouble at the end of the year. I don't know how Flores is with, like, dealing with that kind of shit. He seems to be like a no.
Look, I mean, you're right. No, you'd be dumb to think that it isn't at least a possibility. I'm holding on to hope that we're actually trying to build a serious lockdown secondary that will give us a little bit bigger of a margin for error when we're filling in the front. Because if you've got some serious fucking shit going on back there, these guys have more time to do their thing. Maybe even Chuck Harris could get a sack or two this year. Nah, fuck that. No, but my thing on fucking Byron Jones, production-wise, that's where everybody goes to straight away. Not that impressive, two interceptions, whatever you want to say. But here's what I noticed about his fucking cover skills. They are fucking impressive. The guy likes to wait for the ball to be on the receiver, and then he goes in and breaks the shit up, which I always imagined if I had to fucking cover a receiver, I think it would be easier for me to just wait for their arms to start moving like they're going to make a catch and then just attack their arms. And it seems like that's this guy's style. So that's why he doesn't have a shit ton of interceptions.
Yeah, I like that too.
I'm not worried about production. The one thing that stands out to me is it seems like he was a leader of that secondary. And we lost Rashad Jones. I know we didn't see him last year, but I know we're going to talk on Van Noy. But that's another leader of a defense. We're filling our team up with some guys that are not only talented and productive in what they do in the scheme, but they're also seem to be leader among men. Byron Jones is the utility, multi-purpose Swiss Army knife that we all wanted Minka and what Minka
Bitch.
May become. But that's what we expected out of Minka.
Bitch.
Byron Jones doesn't have to play the outside. He can run into the slot. He can play the linebacker position. He can go back into the safety position. He's multi-talented. He's versatile. And I think he fits perfectly into this scheme.
Boner.
And unfortunately, and don't kick me off the show, Vero, I agree with Chris. I kind of feel that X might be on the way out. And I don't think the Dolphins are done trying to find cornerbacks.
Yeah, it's a possibility, but we'll dream for now.
For now? Look at that.
Next down the line, you were mentioning leadership. You were mentioning all this other good shit. I don't think Flores would greenlight Van Noy unless he knew from his time together in New England that he was comfortable bringing him in. So I like that more than its face value because of the Flores connection.
Absolutely. I also like the fact that from the linebacker position, he was able to get to the quarterback, something we were incapable of last year. We're filling holes, and I love that.
Yeah, fill those fucking holes, baby.
Baby,
fucking stuff them shits and splat them shits.
We need a D-line as much as we need, we need a pass rush, I guess, as much as we need an offensive line.
And we still have a dozen plus fucking draft picks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Houston for making those picks more valuable next year.
Yeah. Will Fuller gets hurt again. Who's Deshaun Watson thrown to? Like, we could end up with
himself.
Like, a 10 to 20 range pick next year.
Fuck yes. Moving down this list, we got a couple of more here. Okay, I like this one maybe the best just because of the production is there. Agba. 5.5 sacks in 10 games last year. I know everybody's seen that stat the minute he
signed. He only played 10 games.
Right.
Yeah.
5.5 sacks in 10 games is very impressive to me for somebody that we
absolutely
got on the cheap. So, love that. That's what we're looking for here, man. Just
right
solid
there.
Pieces that are going to let us take a little bit of a step up from last year.
A little step up. They're safe contracts, in my opinion, and they're addressing issues. We're upgrading. Each signing we made yesterday was 2 days ago, whenever the fuck this comes out, those signings were holes. Those signings are going to improve this team. Each one of those players, even from the special teams guy that no one knows how to say his last name, he's going to make that unit better. Right. I'm loving how this team is coming together. This rebuild is coming together in a very satisfying way. Let's say if they would have gone out and gotten a Clowney, I think that would have thrown a wrench in this process that we're currently seeing unravel. Or not unravel, or unfold.
Well, right? And they haven't made any clear, glaring errors yet. They're basically doing everything that we expected of them. And it's almost like we didn't expect it, because who expected them to actually do it right?
Yeah. Dolphins gonna dolphin, right?
I mean, something's gotta be, there gotta be a left curve in here somewhere, but for now it feels pretty good. Last but not least, we got the Eagles running back Jordan Howard. He averaged 4.4 last year. Good enough for me.
I like that.
Anyone, and I do mean fucking anyone, is an upgrade over giving the fucking ball to Ballich, Mr. Fall down behind the line of scrimmage and get your ass fucked.
Off the top of your head.
Did he know that you're supposed to run the football instead of getting butt fucked on the field? I don't know.
No, he thought the first down was the line of scrimmage.
He thought the penis going into his ass was the touchdown.
Hey, Chris, how old is Jordan Howard?
Jordan Howard, I would think he's like 24 or something.
4 or 5-ish, yeah, something like that. Seems like all of them are around that age.
That's another impressive thing. They signed young players still looking to prove something, which means you're going to get hopefully the best of them. They should be hitting their prime right now. But back to Jordan Howard. What was that? I'm sorry?
I think they're all about 25.
Yeah, they're between 24. I think one of them is 26. But the interesting thing, I don't know why, maybe it's just the stigma on running backs. I thought Jordan Howard was almost 30 years old. I can't believe he's only 25.
Fucking A. I mean,
and you know what? He's not ideally a great lead back, but by all accounts, it seems we're going to address that
drafter.
Yeah, in the draft,
got to draft Dobbins.
Yeah, it looks that way. Imagine a running back room with Dobbins and Jordan Howard, and potentially a quarterback room with Fitzpatrick, Tua, and maybe Josh Rosen if we don't end up getting a pick for him. The intelligence, the level of intelligence that we're adding to our team, it's very Patriot South.
Smarter than a dumb motherfucker.
Ain't that?
All right, so let's move on. We got 5 minutes before Tone's got a dip. Just need to get a little shit talk in, like literally fucking shit. Lil Finn, where do you come down on the bare ass line seat argument?
All right, so I kind of knew this question was coming. I do line the seat, but recently I've been what? Exploring a little bit, and like last couple times I tried the bare ass. It wasn't bad.
Where though?
A hotel. Work.
Wait, a hotel public bathroom or a hotel room?
Employee room, bathroom.
Oh, man, I guess it's just like rubbing ass cheeks with just your coworkers, which is better than just the general public, I guess, maybe, but all right. But hey, at least you gave the right answer to begin with. You are a traditional seat liner, like Mike and myself and all other sane human beings on the planet Earth.
Just put your ass on the fucking porch, man.
Yeah, Tone doesn't even use the seat. He sits on the rim, bud. All right, and if you could do one more thing for me, Lil Finn, please estimate your annual average shart frequency.
Like once in my life.
Oh my God! All right, I don't know what to do with all you motherfuckers that are your booty holes always clenched as hard as you can. Sometimes it fucking happens.
No, man. We got to revisit this. The fact that you work at home, your bowel movements and all your body's.
Oh yeah, I haven't a care in the world. When I go to rip one, I rip it with impunity.
I gotta spend 10 or 12 hours around other human beings and limited because I'm in work. It's a whole different physiology.
That's why I'm so fucking amused by this topic, because I know not everybody has the setup that I've had. Bitch, I've been in quarantine since 2009. I was just telling Mike on the Skype DMs today, people don't even fucking realize my life changes exactly 0% in this quarantine shit.
It probably gets better.
It's great because nobody else has anything to do either. I've been on fire on Twitter, baby. I wrote a fucking song with the vocoder, which was a low-key fucking jam. I did probably the most elite Trump meme that's ever been created. I've put a fucking Dolphins hat on everybody and their brother's goddamn dogs. I mean,
barrels in his bag.
You know, in terms of, you know, how long this shit carries on, I don't fucking know. At this point, we're just excited about the free agency frenzy that's fucking been going on. And there's more excitement yet to come. We still got to fill in a couple more, I think, free agency spots along the offensive line. But
oh, absolutely.
Fucking boner ridden over this shit the last 48 hours has been tremendous, but we're gonna go ahead and wrap. As always, you guys fucking take us out on whatever you want to say. Lil Finn, what you got, bud?
Thanks for listening, y'all. Follow me on Twitter at balls on fleek.
beautiful fucking handle. Tony Baloney, what you got?
Hey, I want everybody to stay safe. Put your middle fingers up. Take them in your ass.
All right, everybody, appreciate you. Like I said, Mike will be back on Monday. You know you're not going to miss that shit. It's going to be a fucking fun time. The first traditional inches, Vero, Mike, and Tone coming at you in fucking 4 months, 3 months now. So I'm excited for that. We'll probably going to have more shit to talk about with Mike once he gets here, and I'm excited to get his opinions on all this shit and have him answer for where the fuck he's been. All right, so
most of all, I want to know how he feels as a closet Patriots fan.
so conflicted right now. All right, love you, buds. Talk to you next time. See you Monday.
Listen to Inches. Listen, Inches, you fucking whores. That's what I'm talking. Listen to Inches, bitch. Fucking whores. Alright. New episode on Wednesday, bitch. Listen to Inches.